State senators in Charleston took action this week to roll back above-ground tank regulations put in place after last year's chemical spill, which contaminated water for hundreds of thousands of West Virginians. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed an amended bill that would make major changes to the Above-Ground Storage Tank Act that was passed into law in the wake of last year's chemical spill into the Elk River. More than 50,000 tanks are currently registered with the State Department of Environmental Protection under the law, but a vast majority of those would be pulled from the agency's regulatory program should the Senate's bill pass. Instead of regulating all above-ground tanks in the state, Judiciary Chair Charles Trump explains that the amended version of Senate Bill 423 focuses on the tanks located in zones of critical concern or those within so many miles of public drinking water intakes.
The bill establishes two levels of tanks which will get scrutiny. Level one tanks are those which contain 50,000 gallons of anything. Level one tanks also include tanks which have really bad or dangerous stuff in them. And three, all tanks which are in the zone of critical concern.
Trump explains that zones of critical concern are identified as anything that could flow to a water intake within 5 hours. Level two tanks are those that would take 5 to 10 hours to flow to a water intake. President of the environmental consulting firm Downstream Strategies, Evan Hansen, explains that prior to the amendments, the bill would have deregulated all but about 100 of the 50,000 tanks currently registered, three-quarters of which are classified as oil and gas storage tanks.
The bill is different from what was originally introduced, but I wouldn't call it a compromise in terms of all the parties at the table reaching consensus. It's still a significant rollback from current law.
The amended bill would leave approximately 12,000 tanks regulated.
And then of those 12,000 tanks, the owners and operators have the option of applying to the DEP to be regulated under other existing programs.
So in effect, Hansen says, the end result would likely be very similar to the bill that was initially introduced, leaving perhaps 100 tanks regulated. Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Randy Huffman spoke to the Judiciary Committee in support of the proposed changes, as did the president of the West Virginia Oil and Gas Association, Corky DeMarco. And there seems to be a general bipartisan consensus among senators. Mike Romano is a Democrat from Harrison County who speaks highly of the bill, saying that it corrects overreaches.
We got to remember that we've had one tank spill in the history of our state that the DEP was able to identify, and that was Freedom.
But there are some others who remember other tank spills.
Those who forget history have a propensity to repeat it.
Wetzel County resident Bill Hughes says smaller communities deserve the same protections as larger ones, and he worries the regulatory rollback will leave communities inundated by the natural gas industry exposed.
The town of Pine Grove in Wetzel County and the town of Middleburn in Tyler County have sole source surface water drinking supplies, meaning one stream is the only place they get their drinking water, and they're both very vulnerable.
In January of last year, the Department of Environmental Protection was called to Tyler County, just 6 miles from Middleburn, where one of six 8,000-gallon steel tanks exploded and caused a black sludge to flood an area around a horizontal well pad. That's according to a local report that appeared in the Tyler Star News 2 weeks after the event. The DEP found there was imminent danger by causing a fresh water supply to be lost or contaminated. Hughes says it was 4 days of rain washing the contamination into a nearby stream before any state agency even responded. And no one told the town of Middleburn about the explosion or the contamination during that time.
The local gas operator folks, they don't even know that this is a water supply for a downstream municipality. A lot of these guys don't live here, and they have no idea.
Meanwhile, back in Charleston, environmental consultant Evan Hansen says discussion on Senate Bill 423 has been dominated by debate over which tanks should or should not be regulated. But Hansen is worried that the bill would also substantially reduce the stringency of regulation.
For example, it significantly cuts down on the frequency of inspections that are required by the DEP. It significantly weakens the self-inspections that are required to be done by the owners and operators. It cuts down on the provision of information to water utilities that are trying to do planning to protect their source water. And it takes several other steps that weaken the act.
Senate Bill 423 now moves to the floor for the full Senate's consideration. The companion bill in the House has not yet been taken up by a committee. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.